This is Morning Edition here on 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. The Harlem Globetrotters are one of the most storied exhibition basketball teams in history. They've been combining athleticism and theater and comedy all rolled into one on basketball courts all over the world for over 90 years, and they are officially a part of Americana.
Scooby-Doo and the gang team up to solve two mysteries.
The mystery?
With some special friends.
Announcing the Globetrotters.
Now the Globetrotters are headed to Atlanta this weekend for a pair of shows on Saturday. Joining us in studio is Buckets Blakes, who plays for the team and you have for 15 years. Welcome to the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it is an honor to have you here. So growing up, were the Harlem Globetrotters a part of your history, your childhood?
They were a big part of it. You know, not only watching them on Scooby-Doo, as we just heard, but also Wide World of Sports, watching Curly Neal shoot that half-court two-hand set shot, Geese Osby throwing a pinpoint behind the back pass from half-court, Metal Arc hitting that half-court hook shot. They were on Gilligan's Island, Love Boat. You know, when I was a kid, you know, but to have such a team and be a part of such a team like the Harlem Globetrotters, have them around, not only were they cool with how they delivered the game of basketball with that comedic aspect to it, but also how eloquent they were when they were off the court and had their butterfly collar button-ups on doing interviews and talking to people from different TV and radio stations, because I got to see old footage of some of those interviews, and it was pretty awesome to see how those guys carried themselves.
Yeah, they were gentlemen off the court.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
You're in Atlanta this week to spend some time at the Boys and Girls Club. Talk a little bit about that and your relationship with young people.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say, too, Jack and Pete Hershen are celebrating 65 years for Hershen Family Entertainment, who owns the Harlem Globetrotters. And to celebrate, they're actually giving 65 tickets away to some Boys and Girls Clubs around the Atlanta area. Being, you know, a kid who grew up going to the Boys and Girls Club, I think it's pretty amazing that they still continue their tradition and their legacy as far as the Boys and Girls Club goes, because that's an outlet for a lot of inner city kids who don't really have anything to do after school.
Yeah. The Globetrotters, they not only broke the color barrier back in 1950, they also broke the pro basketball gender barrier with female players.
Yes.
Starting in 1985. Currently, there are four women on the team that
you
play with. So I want to ask you, do you think that this kind of history speaks to people today, especially since we still struggle with race and gender equality issues?
Big time. That's why this is our 91st consecutive season. Because before that, you know, the Globetrotters were playing, they played a game for an all-white audience at one point. And then later in the day, that's why we have doubleheaders now. We're going to play two games in one day here. But later in the day, they would play for an all-black crowd, you know, and to the point where now there's all whites on one side, there's all blacks on the other side. It just keeps evolving. Now it's a rainbow. The only color that matters is the red, white, and blue basketball on the basketball court for us. And then moving even further, in 1985, having Lynette Woodard come to Harlem Globetrotters training camp and beat out several guys for her spot on the team, and proving that, you know, women are just as capable of playing, you know, the game of basketball at a high level too. It goes to show you what the Globetrotters are all about. You know, it's not about the game of basketball for us. It's about the game of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's pretty amazing. So I wear this uniform with a lot of pride.
Yeah. That has me thinking about the landscape of basketball. It has changed in terms of the way that it is played, and certainly the way that it's watched.
For sure.
Do you all think about that in terms of staying relevant? How did the Harlem Globetrotters stay relevant?
We do think about it, you know, because that's how we continue to, you know, try and go another 91 years. We keep it relevant by adding to our games the entertainment aspect, the latest dances, and, you know, we'll pull a kid out on the court or a mom and dad out on the court, ask them to juju on that beat or something. You know, we definitely can see what's going on, because not only do you have the kids at the games who have heard the stories from the parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles, and they're waiting to be wowed, but you have those parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles who want that bucket of confetti and that bucket of water and that half-court hook shot. So everybody's on the same page now, and that's tough to do these days, to have wholesome family entertainment where you have three generations all laughing just the same.
Yeah. I've been speaking with Buckets Blakes, and he is a member of the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. Blake and the rest of the team are going to be at Phillips Arena this Saturday for two games, as you mentioned. And thank you so much for stopping by, Buckets.
No problem. Thanks for having me, and it's been a pleasure.
This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta.